Track 13, Investing in Solitude. On the last track, we discussed the part of grief regarding success being intangible. Aspects that this concept described include the three myths of success, new sets of values, and true success. On this track, we will discuss investing in solitude as part of the grief process. I will describe two techniques for investing in solitude. I will also discuss the panic of being alone, and the three ways in which clients may try to avoid self-awareness. I have found that clients who can spend time alone, reflecting inwardly, sometimes have the greatest success in dealing with grief because they are in touch with their feelings. However, many of my clients have a fear of being alone that results in hesitancy to risk and investment in solitude. Anne experienced the panic of being alone after her husband, David, had died. Anne, age 46, had lived with David for 25 years before his death. Their children were a large part of Anne's life until their youngest child moved away about 3 years before David's death. Alone after years of companionship, Anne stated, "Since I lost my husband, I've been so lonely. I get phone calls from the kids a couple times a week, but that's about it. I can't stand to be alone. I got a day job, so that eats up some of my time. In the evening, sometimes I go shopping just so I don't have to be alone." Do you agree that, for Anne, the panic of being alone may have been inevitable? I have found that clients like Anne, who experience sudden periods of aloneness after a significant loss, may actually fear solitude. Because she had rarely spent time alone prior to David's death, Anne experienced panic at being alone. Think of your Anne. Does he or she fear solitude? To help Anne feel more comfortable with spending time alone, I decided to try the 8 ways to cultivate an appreciation of nature technique. Evaluate if this may be beneficial for your client who fears solitude. This technique allowed Anne to spend time alone and reflect inwardly while feeling as though she was actively engaged in something productive. Clearly, if your client is more disposed to art or another medium which requires quiet thought, use whatever works best. These are the 8 ways to cultivate an appreciation of nature that I shared with Anne. 1. Walk rather than drive whenever possible. When Anne walked, she noticed more of nature. 2. Stay alert to the changing panorama of the trees. Anne began to notice which trees budded first in the spring. 3. Learn to recognize shrubs and flowers. Anne stated, "I found a free course at the community college on how to recognize shrubs and flowers." 4. Invest in a bird feeder and a bird book. Anne began a diary of birds which visited her feeder. 5. Keep a pair of binoculars near the window. 6. Make watching nature a part of your daily routine. For example, each morning Anne would watch her bird feeder. 7. Take vacations away from the city. 8. Share nature with others. Not only do the 8 ways to cultivate an appreciation of nature give clients like Anne the opportunity to become self-aware, but grieving clients can find other rewards as well. Anne stated, "I found that I'm a richer person when I take the time to accept nature's gifts." Could your Anne benefit from the 8 ways to cultivate an appreciation of nature technique? I have found that some grieving clients avoid self-awareness so they don't have to face their grief. In my experience, grieving clients may try to avoid self-awareness in one of 3 ways. These 3 ways are busyness, killing time, and noise. The first way clients may try to avoid self-awareness is through busyness. Have you treated a client who effectively blocks any opportunity for inner dialogue by staying perpetually busy? In my experience, clients may feel proud of their own busy schedule. Gerald, 46, grieved the loss of his brother. When I asked Gerald how he felt, he stated, "I really can't say. I mean, I'm sad, but I haven't really thought about it. I'm so busy all the time. I don't really have a free moment to think. I'm an important guy, you know?" Are you treating a client like Gerald who believes that self-worth is linked to busyness? To help Gerald define time to be alone, I shared with him 6 ways he might consider to cultivate solitude. As I list the 6 ways to cultivate solitude, analyze the value of this technique and decide if it is applicable to a grieving client you may be treating. Here are the 6 ways to cultivate solitude that I shared with Gerald. 1. Avoid television. 2. Drive with the radio off in your car. 3. Unclutter your calendar. 4. Plan time to be alone. 5. Go places and do things alone. 6. End the day in a relaxed atmosphere. As you likely know, periodically cultivating solitude can help grieving clients like Gerald get in touch with their feelings through inner dialogue. The 6 ways to cultivate solitude technique was helpful to Gerald regarding his avoidance of self-awareness. I have found that the second way clients may try to avoid self-awareness is by killing time. Clients who may be avoiding self-awareness through killing time are usually killing more than just time. I have found that, since each person's life consists of a limited amount of time, clients don't kill time, they kill life. In addition to busyness and killing time, I have found that the third way clients try to avoid self-awareness is through noise. Common methods for clients who avoid self-awareness through noise include television, radios, and sometimes video games. To find out if Gerald was using noise to avoid self-awareness, I used the noise level survey. Gerald rated himself for each of the following statements using a 3, 2, or 1, with 3 being often and 1 being rarely. Here are the 10 statements in the noise level survey. 1. I turn on the car radio as soon as I start the engine. 2. I turn on the TV or radio as soon as I get home from work. 3. I watch TV while eating my evening meal. 4. I wear headphones while exercising. 5. I take a portable TV with me when picnicking or camping. 6. I feel uncomfortable when the house is silent. 7. I'd rather watch TV than sit in silence and sew, read, paint, write, or work a crossword puzzle. 8. While preparing meals, I listen to the radio or TV. 9. I dislike vacationing with no access to TV or radio. 10. I feel guilty if I spend an hour quietly sitting or thinking. If the client's score is over 15, he or she may need to lower the noise level in his or her life. Are you treating a client who is using one of the 3 ways of avoiding self-awareness? If so, could your client benefit from listening to this track during your next session? On this track, we discussed investing in solitude. We described 2 techniques for investing in solitude, as well as the panic of being alone, and the 3 ways in which clients may try to avoid self-awareness. The 3 ways in which clients may try to avoid self-awareness are busyness, killing time, and noise. On the next track, we will discuss the web construct. I will describe how the web construct works and 3 goals of the web construct. The 3 goals are to emphasize individuality, to reestablish equilibria, and to help reconstruct clients' lives. Question 13. What are 3 ways in which clients may try to avoid self-awareness?